Yo, what's going on, man? It's a Traumafied Podcast, man. Hey, look, I'm on the fly, man. Y'all know how I do. Listen, Will Smith. Can we talk about Will Smith real quick, man? Let's talk about Will Smith real quick. Real quick. Yo, I did not expect that from Will Smith. What? Bro, I did not expect. Like, when I saw it. All right, listen. Let me back up a little bit. The Oscars. Let's talk about the Oscars real fast. And jump in the comment section. I got this open for discussion. Like, whatever. Yo. The Oscars, right? Now, I'm going to just be raw and gritty with this. Like, I'm not going to censor myself at all. Let's keep it a buck. The Oscars is the whitest, Caucasianist show. Shit, that is gladiator shit. That is gladiator shit. That is their thing, right? Hear me out. The Oscars has always been white people's thing. I'm not going to censor myself. And that's okay. I never had an issue with the Oscars because I always said, okay, that's their thing, whatever. So a few years ago, man, they started talking about representation matters and, you know, they want to start seeing some color. And it's like, dude, first of all, here's my first thought. Number one, we don't need the Oscars. Black people, black African-American actors, we don't need the Oscars to validate us at all. Why the fuck do we need them to validate us? We don't need that. You don't see no motherfucking white people at the BET Awards unless it's fucking Eminem. You know, like, I understand the history. I get it. I know. But you don't see white people protesting about the BET Awards. That's our thing. That's us. Okay? The Woody Awards and all that shit. The Hoodie Awards, whatever you want to call it. That's our thing. That's us. Let's celebrate us. Quit trying to listen. And you know, some people would disagree. Some people feel like we should be represented at the Oscars. Me personally, I don't know about all of the ins and outs of that because I'm not an actor. I don't like who are the judges? Is it the people? Do people vote? I don't even know. Give me some info because I'm just going off the rip here. Like, I don't understand why Jada made all this fuss. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Jada made all this fuss a few years ago talking about how black folks won't represent it at the Oscars. Okay, cool. That's how you fire. I hit the assist thing. Sorry about that. No issue with what you got going on. Like, if that's how you feel, if you feel like representation needs to be shown at the Oscars, okay, cool. There's nothing wrong with feeling that way. Me, personally, I really don't. We don't need the Oscars to solidify who we are as a people. In my humble opinion, I don't think we need the Oscars. We didn't have it for all them years. We was good. We was fine. That the Oscars don't make us or break us. Will Smith got millions of dollars. Jada got millions of dollars. Chris Rock got millions of dollars. Not hundreds of thousands, not a mil, a couple mil. And you know, I know money though. Me and my brother talked about this. Money doesn't solve everything. You still gonna have issues and problems and things like that. You're always gonna have that. But my thing is this. They made all this fuss about including black folks at the Oscars. And Will Smith gets up there and slaps the shit out of Chris Rock. A legend, an icon. Everybody love him, not just black folk. Everybody likes Chris Rock. Now, some people think he corny. Some people think he not funny at all. I like a few of his stand-ups, I'm not gonna lie. Some of them janks, I'm like, ah. But it was mainly the shits from, like, back in the 90s, you know? I love him in Grown Ups. I think, Grown Ups is a funny movie. But it's like, dude, who the fuck do you think you are? Now, listen, I know Jada has alopecia. Okay, that sucks. But it's a lot of motherfuckers with alopecia. She ain't the only motherfucker with alopecia. And then to think, to be so self-centered, to think that everybody knew. I don't think Chris knew. I think if Chris knew, he's old enough to know, like, okay, I ain't gonna say shit about that because she got something going on. You think everybody watching your Red Table Talk? I know goddamn well everybody ain't. Come on, man. I'm not hating on your show. I've watched it when Will was on there. That's the only time I really watched it, when Will was on there, because I'm a Will Smith fan. I'm disappointed in him. I'm still gonna watch his movies. But, like, damn, dude. Listen, let me talk about something real quick. Me and my brother, we talked about this. Don't Will Smith know that he was one of the reasons why some of these white folks, and I'm gonna be raw as hell. He was the reason why some of these white folks said, well, they're not all bad. I'm gonna say prejudice people, not white folks. I'm gonna say prejudice. I'm gonna say racist, prejudice assholes. I'm not gonna say white people because that's wrong. He was the reason why some of them crackers, I'll say crackers, went back and was like, oh, they're not all bad. You know, Will, I like Will Smith, you know, The Rock, you know, I like it. Yo, dude, you went on the whitest, man, you went on the whitest platform in America. The biggest award show for them. And slapped the shit out of another black man. You might as well get dreads and a fucking tattoo. Oh, you might as well get your whole neck tatted up, get you some fucking dreads and start doing drill rap now, nigga. You done fucked up. I don't know if the man is stressed out. And I'm not saying just because you got money, you can't be stressed. It's a lot of weight. What do they say? To those much is giving, much is expected. I believe that's how the saying go. To those much is given, much is expected. But anyway, dog, really? This lady sat up there on the Red Table Talk with a dead ass smile on her face and talking about some entanglement. Entanglement? Bitch, you cheated. Now, I've heard throughout the years that Will and Jada got an open relationship. I don't know now one of them motherfuckers. I don't know. All I know is it's speculation. We not with them every day in their lives. So we don't know. We really don't know. People like making up stories to get clout, to get fame, to get paid. Or some of these people are just weird, sick motherfuckers that, again, like Charlamagne the God said, no one cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. Especially if they some haters, especially if they jealous, especially if they whatever. You know, and let's keep it a buck now. No relationship is perfect. So let's, you know, I don't want to put too much weight on the relationship shit. But the slap, you slapped this man. You got your black ass up out your seat at the Gladiators, not the Olympics. What is it called? Like the Gladiator Jank. What is it called? Olympus. You got your ass up at Olympus, Mount Olympus, with all the white gods. All them white gods in there. And you get your black ass up and hit another black dude. Now listen, I know that on the jobs there's disagreements, in the street there's fights, but you two rich, successful motherfuckers, that's never going to have to worry about struggling again in your life financially, you're going to walk up there and slap the man. And then, is you kidding me? Really? Really? You know what I got to say? You didn't slap August. You didn't slap August. Your wife sat up there and made fun. I would have been like, shorty, this is not something hold up. Let's just keep that between us. Let's not even speak on that shit. Because as a man, I just feel like, okay, listen, I'm all for women empowerment. I think women should get paid as much as men if they know the job as much as the man. They got to know the job now. It's vice versa. Same thing with a man. If there's a man and he say it to himself, hey, I want to go do nails or I want to go do hair, you got to know what the fuck you're doing now. If you want to get paid like how the women getting paid in that field that they dominate. Same thing go for women. I think that you should be able to have female foremen, what the fuck ever. I think the WNBA should have more light shined on them. All of that. But bro, really? 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 Jada, like, come on. I'm all for women empowerment, but like, I feel like, is she the fucking puppet master? Or what's going on? What's going on? I don't get it. You know, and to be honest, Jada is not my type. She used to be my type in Set It Off. She was my type in what's that movie? A lot of y'all probably don't even remember it. That Tales from the Crypt movie, where they were like monsters, and she had to put this droplet down to make in a doorway to keep them from coming in. She was fine as hell back then, but now, I know, Will still look the same. Jada don't look the same. And I'm not saying shit, because I'm a solid 6, 6.5, 7. My wife love me. That's all I care about. And the same thing goes for her. But just speaking on how what I've been hearing and the aura around it, it's like, what the hell? Y'all know y'all fucked up. Will, you fucked up, bruh. Now they're going to say, oh, I guess they really are all animals. You was that one motherfucker, man, that we had that there was like, Will Smith, Now it's like, bro, I don't understand. I don't think you know the responsibility that was on your shoulder. And again, I can't put all that on one man, because you're human. You got emotions. You go through shit. And it's not fair. It's really not fair to kind of put all that on Will Smith's shoulders. But let's keep it a buck. That's the way it was being seen. Niggas had faith in you. Like, okay, this is the guy. You, The Rock, Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence, all you guys are successful black men. You could have stepped backstage with Chris, man. You could have stepped backstage with him and screamed on him and behind closed doors, or you could have done him. Anything else, bro, but you got your ass up. And I know you ain't gonna never motherfucking hear this, but this is just me venting and trying to make sense of this shit. And the black community been real quiet. I mean, I've been seeing more white people talking about this shit all over the news outlets because, it's a spectacle. Will Smith, goddamn, nigga, you done turned this into a spectacle again. Come on, man. Black on black crime. They love talking about Chicago. Come on, man. Anytime we talk about a cop killing one of us, they sit back and chuckle like, what about the shit in y'all neighborhoods? And then what's our answer for that? Well, there's a lot of trauma, history, and they don't give a fuck about that no more. I'm by the airport, sorry. But they don't care about that. They look at where we're from and they laugh. They don't care about the fact that our history in this country started with trauma. It's probably going to end with trauma, sadly. But shit, I don't know. But I just feel like, damn, man, you could have walked that man backstage. You could have said, hey, Chris, let me talk to you for a second. Or you could have just texted him. You could have said, yo, man, I really appreciate that joke, man, between me and you, man. My wife has alopecia, and she's really been, and listen, I know Will has probably sat and watched Jada cry so many tears. She might have really went through some serious depression. She might have even contemplated suicide. I don't know. You know, so maybe when Will saw that look on her face, he just resorted back to when he saw her crying and he saw her down and out and he saw her, and I understand that, but I guess Will may have felt like, okay, I can't do anything to help her because alopecia is alopecia. So I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing to save her. I can't help her. And so in that moment, he might have was like, oh, this is my moment to protect her because I couldn't protect her. But now I can protect her. So maybe he was thinking that way. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. I'm just trying to make sense of all of it. Maybe he thought that. Maybe he felt like, hey, you know, I'm gonna fight for her. But dude really blacked out. Like, dog, you got up and walked on stage. See, that's that shit, man. Will been around. That's that right there. What he pulled, to me, that's like white privilege. That's like white privilege to me. I know a lot of y'all don't like that term, but listen, that's how I feel. I feel like, yo, dude, you really got a white car. You really walked up there and smacked that dude. And you know, me and my brother talked about it. It's like, yeah, he got the white car, but hold up. We was thinking he probably lost the white car. No, I think he upgraded the white car because, man, listen, you go on the Oscars, Mount Olympia, whatever the hell you call it, and smack a black dude, woo! Man, we ain't gotta do it. Will did it for us. Yeah, welcome to the Oscars, motherfucker. Now, I'm not saying they all thought like that. I'm just, you know, some of them did. Because after he did that, man, all I saw in my head was two backwoods, tobacco-chewing, swamp-logging, you know, camo-wearing motherfuckers out there making moonshine, sipping moonshine and shit. And yeah, did you see that shit on the Oscars? This is exactly why we ain't want them niggas at the... You see what I'm saying? You know somebody saying that. And I'm not saying everybody's saying that. I'm being a little over the top right now because I'm in my feelings. Like, dog, really? Dog, how bad did you make us look? You didn't make Chris Rock look bad. You made yourself and black men all over this country look bad. Because if it was one motherfucker we had faith in, it was you. Like, Will, you know, you talk about the peace. You talk about meditation. You got your YouTube channel where you talk about all this shit. And it's like, okay, I dig that. Because I'm fucked up, too. My wife will tell you, she's the closest one to you. She sees all of my flaws. You know what I'm saying? But dog, I might have took him backstage and screamed on him like, yo, man, what the fuck you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got this going on. But to walk up there at the Oscars, live on TV in front of millions of people, that man, family, kids, everybody watching, and you embarrassed the fuck out of that man. Like, absolute. You spitting in someone's face, slapping somebody, and calling somebody a boy. That's what the slave master used to do. Walk up there and smack you. Get it together. That man, family watching. I guess he felt like you embarrassed Jada. But damn, dog, you was laughing. Then 2.5 seconds later, you was walking up there to scrap. Now, what if the man would have swung back on you? I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to keep it gangster. If it was any other comedian that didn't have that skin color, you wouldn't have did that shit. Because you fucking know better, boy. You know better. You know better, boy. Slap your own Don't slap the gods of Olympus. Goddamn, if he would have slapped any other comedian, a white comedian, a fucking thunderbolt would have came out the ceiling and struck that motherfucker, he would have died right there. But he slapped the other coon. I said he slapped the other. It's like, yo, what the hell? What is you doing? What are you doing, my guy? Like, I know the things that I'm saying are really extreme, but beyond the corporations, what people are talking about in the streets, what people are talking about and behind closed doors, I'm saying it on here. I'm gonna say this shit. That's what they saying behind closed doors. I'm telling you what they saying. I know what they saying. Like, bro, you really, really fucked up, dude. You really, like, what? Like, bro, we still in shock. Dog, what? That shit would have been unacceptable at the BET Awards, the Hoodie Awards, the Woody Awards. But you know goddamn well, you don't go in that establishment, that pristine, that bougie ass place. Y'all motherfuckers got on suits. You smacked it, man. You got makeup on. You got makeup on, my dude. And you slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. You slapped him, but guess what? He ain't fall. You bigger than him. He ain't fall. He ain't even grab his face like, ouch. He just kind of was like, okay. And he moved on. That's the real gangster. That you just made him look more gangster than you. You look like a simp ass, wuss ass motherfucker. Like, your wife got the string. Now, listen. You keep it a buck. There's a lot of things I would do for I would kill somebody for my wife, but not over no shit like that. Even if she would have shed a tear, I would have really sent Chris a fucked up, dirty, mean text message like, you bitch ass. Like, I would have went in on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really would have went in on him. Now, again, this is the Trauma 5 podcast, man. Maybe Will has so much trauma that he just didn't understand and know how to express his frustration. You understand what I'm saying? He's so angry and pissed off, he don't know how to express it. But you know, and he's human. He's human. I don't want to make the man look like he the devil, because he's not. He's not the devil. He just really, really made a bad fucking decision. I mean, that's a real bad decision, dude. I've made bad decisions too. But yo, you dead ass snap. You casually just, you didn't run up there in a rage. Like, you just casually walked up there and hit that man. And straight up, I don't think you would have did that to anybody else. If that would have been one of them little gangsta ass rappers, you wouldn't have got your ass up. If that would have been a white man, you wouldn't have got your ass up. But it's Chris Rock. And you already had it in your mind, like, I'm going to pop this dude. I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm going to pop this dude. It's Chris Rock. What the fuck? What's up? You know, use ballsy. Because it's Chris. It's Chris. You got to remember Chris from Bed-Stuy. 57-year-old man. You going to slap a 57-year-old. Come on, man. I know y'all close in age, but come on, man. You at 53 years old, no better than that. You've been on this earth before me and a lot of people listening to this shit, and you mean to tell me you didn't know? Dog, was you that comfortable? Have you gotten that comfortable, bruh? Have you gotten that comfortable where you feel like, yo, I'm Will Smith. I can just walk the fuck up here, smack the dude. What he gonna do? Ain't nothing gonna happen. Or maybe you were just so, I don't fucking know, in a rage, you blacked out, and you just didn't give a fuck. But man, a part of me think that you assessed that situation in within a microsecond. And you said, oh, okay, Chris, okay, I got something for Chris. I guarantee you, if that was a little dreadhead motherfucker, you wouldn't have done that. Because you know that fool probably would have pulled out and popped your ass. You would have died right there at the Oscars. Breaking news, nigga died at the Oscars. They probably wouldn't even say Will Smith. That nigga died at the Oscars. Come on, Will. I know I don't fucking know you. You don't know me. But we black, dog. We already fucked up. We already trying to wiggle our way out the shit we in now. You set us back like 200 years. What the hell is you doing, bruh? You don't even see shit like that at like concerts and shit. You see a motherfucker throw a chair at somebody, but you ain't never seen nobody get out the crowd at a concert and walk up there and pop somebody. Like, what? Where was his security at? Ain't nobody even run out there. Like they should have, his security should have ran out there and grabbed Will and escorted his ass out. Like, well, what the fuck you doing? Should have grabbed Jada ass too, with a toe hanging out. Them ugly ass shoes she had on. I'm sorry. I'm not cute. I shouldn't talk about nobody. I'm not cute. But anyway, man, it's just like, usually I don't give a fuck about celebrity shit unless it's on some, like, you know how I talk about mental health. And that's why I think Will, well, listen, I've heard some of his memoir. And again, we're human. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be angry. He gives out a lot of good advice. But I think we're looking at a man that's going through some shit. It's upsetting. You know, I got mixed emotions about it. Y'all can probably tell. I'm kind of all over the place. You know, sorry for the background noise again. You know what I'm saying? I'm literally just sitting here staring down a hole. Literally just staring down a hole at work, on break, staring down the hole, waiting for everybody to come on. Gonna take about an hour. But you know, I just wanted to get on here, man, and talk to y'all, man. Like, damn. I just couldn't believe that, man. Like, again, I know we black, man. We got a lot of trauma. And I think that the black community, man, we so wore out with trying to talk. We done marched. We done spoke up. It's like, I think the black community is just at a point where we just fucking fight. And there's a fear of the other side because we know we're no match for them. We no match for the other side. So that's why we fuck each other up. We take our anger out on each other because we know, oh, you like me, you, I ain't shit, you ain't shit, da 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 da, and it's on. You see what I'm saying? And it's just that we don't know how to talk. And myself, I want to be fucking clear, myself included. I've been in many situations where it's like I could have easily talked it out. But again, my trauma, the shit that I was going through, it just didn't register. It just came out as anger. Because you hold shit in, especially being an introvert, you hold shit in for the sake of your own. Because you don't feel like arguing with people every day, all day. So, you know what I'm saying? You try to kind of brush things off. You try to brush things off, man. But that shit that Will did, he could have brushed that off, man. Like, damn, he ain't say she was ugly. He ain't call her a man. He said G.I. Jane. He could have said G.I. Joe. Really? He really could have went G.I. Joe. He ain't do that. He said G.I. Jane. G.I. Jane was a strong-ass white lady that got it in. Y'all ain't see G.I. Jane, go watch. They probably gonna put it on Netflix now, get a little paper. If it ain't already on Netflix. But it's like, yeah, I get it. That's kind of fucked up because of her condition. But it's like, you know, that he even said, he was like, man, that was a nice one. You know when you go to the Oscars. Come on, you know when you go to the Oscars and Chris Rock hosting, you're gonna get joked on. Just already prepared. If I'm going somewhere and Chris Rock hosting, and I'm especially if I'm sitting in the front row, like where they was at, I'm like, yeah, this motherfucker going. Let me make sure I'm straight, because I know Chris gonna goddamn crack one on my ass. I know he coming. I know this motherfucker gonna get me. And I just laugh like, okay, that's Chris Rock, and it's over with. But man, that nigga Will, man, dude really went off. And again, that wasn't the place or the time, but I do understand if a man is broken, and he's not dealing with it the way he's supposed to deal with it, again, I know because it happened to me. It should have come out, man. It will come out next. You don't know when. You don't know. And you got to see. You also got to understand. And again, I got mixed emotions. I'm upset, but then I'm also trying to understand where this man was coming from. Like, he's been a nice guy his whole career. Like, from my viewpoint, I don't know about everybody else, but from my viewpoint, Will has always been the charismatic, smiling, always giving good advice type of dude. You know, some people say he should slap his son because his son was wearing dresses, but hey, we live in a time now where it's acceptable for men to wear dresses. I ain't got no problem with a dude wearing a dress. It's a little weird if I see it because I'm not used to seeing it. And it's like, I'm not gonna do anything to nobody for wearing a dress. Like, I'm me. I know who I sleep with every night. You wanna wear a dress? By all means, wear a dress. You know what I'm saying? But some people feel like he should have slapped his son. Some people feel like he should have slapped August. You slapping Chris for a joke? What? Chris probably had your damn back when everybody was joking you, making fun of you, when that meme came out of you crying about your wife literally telling the world she fucked the little young boy. Smiling. She got millions of views. That was probably the biggest episode ever. And I know Facebook pay, y'all. I know Facebook pay. So she got on there, talked about screwing the little young boy, had Will on there crying, had our king on there crying. Posted that shit, got millions and millions of views, and got paid off of that shit. Now they married, so you know it's their money, but you know who's spending that shit. I don't know, man. Like I said, I got mixed emotions about it, man. Like, I wouldn't have done no shit like that. I would have probably screamed on the nigga after the show, took him in the back, like, yo, man, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Sent him a mean ass text, like, you bitch ass. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, and if I was Chris and he smacked me, I don't think I would have fought him. I think I would have just really lit his ass up with jokes. Like, oh, you mad in March? Wait till August. I would have really hurt that man, like, verbally. Like, I really, you thought he was crying? I would have really made that dude cry. I would have fucked him up bad verbally. I would have really went in. You know, even childish shit, like, your mama so this, your ears so big, this. I really would have went in on him, you know? Then again, the type of mood I'm in, I might have would have, like, tried to scoop his ass or something, or, like, pop him or hit him back. You know, Chris really should have grabbed his shoulder and said, hold on, spin him around and slapped his ass. Now go sit your ass down. And I'm going to say it again, G.I. Jane too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would have just, I don't know. Maybe that's childish. Maybe as black men, you know, Chris, he did the right thing. In that setting, Chris did the right thing. He was the bigger man. I respect him. I don't know if I'm that strong. But he's been doing this shit for a long time. He's dealt with hecklers in the crowd. You know, he's a true professional, and that's why he hosts the Oscars. I know they're gonna bring him back next year. Oh, well, now I don't know if the Oscars is every year or every couple years or whatever the case is. But I know they're gonna bring him back because they're gonna be like, but that's probably the highest rated Oscars. They said the ratings dropped. I don't know how true that is. I think the ratings probably might have went up. I know the YouTube views went up. That's going to be the most YouTube viewed Oscars ever. But it's sad because it's only like that because our black ass was up in there on some violent shit. Come on, man. Damn, Will. It's all good, though. We give it a year. It's always some other shit coming up, you know? And you know what's crazy? Ever since you slapped that boy, man, I ain't heard nobody talking about that Ukraine war. What happened to that? Are they still at war? I don't even see that shit on my YouTube feed no more. All I see is you smacking that dude. Damn. Somebody let me know, man. They still over there killing them people. Shit. I'll probably Google it later. Listen, man. In my next podcast, man, I'm going to probably try to get more into, like, mental health. You know, I was going to make this podcast solely based off mental health, but I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. There's so many of those out there that I'm like, you know, I'm going to just be me. I'm going to just make whatever I want. And whenever I feel like talking about my mental issues, my mental health, and my struggles with mental health and the things that I've been through and gone through, I'm going to talk about it, you know, but I kind of want to just let people get to know me, learn how I really am, because sometimes I'm around certain people, it's like a vibe. It's like I don't really be myself because, you know, I don't know. I have an issue with that, with warming up to people. It takes me a while to warm up to people. But anyways, again, going off the subject, listen, this is the Trauma Fire Podcast. With your boy Zell Johnson. Hey, I'm gonna talk to y'all.